that you can. In so many things that seems impossible. Yeah. And he can do what no other power, stay on it, Holy Ghost power can do.
He's a wonder in my
soul.
Stay now, stay now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Be all right.
He's gonna be all right.
He's gonna be all right.
He's gonna be all right.
No need to worry.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's gonna be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was born by the river. Oh, and like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming. Oh, but I know a change. I know a change gonna come. It's been too hard living. I'm not afraid to die. Jesus said they gonna make me beyond that sky. It's been a long, somebody wave your hand, long time coming. Oh, but I know a change. I know a change gonna come. Oh yeah. I've had so much sorrow, so much pain. I look up for sunshine, I feel nothing but rain. It's been a long time coming. Oh, but I know a change. I know a change. Yeah. I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my own brother. I say, brother, help me, please. Help me, please. But he didn't have to do me like that. He didn't have to do me like that. While I'm knocking me down. for long. But now I know I'm able now, able to carry on. It's been a long, oh yeah, long time coming. Somebody ought to wave your hand. Oh, I know a change gonna come. I know a change gonna come. I know a change gonna come, y'all. Oh yeah, yeah, it's been a long, it's been a long time. It's been a long, but look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's gonna get better. Tell somebody, it's gonna get better. It's gotta get better. It's gotta get better. It's gotta get better. It's gonna get better. Gonna get better. It's gonna be all right. Slip your arm around somebody. Squeeze them real tight. Squeeze them real tight. Say, neighbor, I don't know what you're going through, but say, neighbor, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy gonna come in the morning. It's gonna be all right. 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 Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. It's gonna be all right. He didn't bring you this far to leave you now. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He did not bring you this far to leave you. You gonna make it. You gonna make it. You gonna make it. It's gonna be all right.
Give God some praise. Just one more time. Hold that person's hand next to you one more time. Oh.
And just squeeze it, just squeeze it. Just squeeze that hand. Lean over, get in the air, lean on, and say, neighbor, it's gonna get better. Just tell him, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. Tell him, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, they've come to see you. They've come to hear from you. They've come for a word from you, a touch from you. Use your boy as an instrument that we may know what you would have us to know. And then, Lord, help us do all that you would have us to do. When it's all said and done, we pray the lost will come to you. We pray your children will be more like you. We pray that you get all the glory, you get all the honor. For you alone are worthy of all praise. Have your way. In the saving name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you. Amen. Come on, give God a rousing round. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the angel of this house. Bishop Leroy Smith, amen. Thank God, amen. This church is blessed. This city is blessed. This state, this nation is blessed with this awesome gift. And it is a joy just to stand where he stands every Sunday morning. Amen. Bishop, thank you so much. You could have called anybody, but thank you, amen, for allowing me to come. And then this is an awesome church. Amen. Awesome church. Amen. Awesome church. One of the best choirs in the nation. Right here. Amen. Awesome choir. Best musicians in the world. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm so happy. Amen. Lord willing to see 2014 with you all. Amen. My sons are here. Bertrand the third, Zachariah. Amen. Will you stand? Amen. My sons are here. There they are. Amen. Thank God for them. And then some friends came all the way from Kankakee, Illinois. Amen. To share. Amen. You all stand. Amen. Thank God for you all. Amen. Amen. Then Victoria Richardson, what an awesome gift. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's an important word. If your family's here, I want you to sit with your family tonight. Amen. Sit with your family tonight. Amen. Sit with mama tonight. Amen. Sit with your family tonight. Amen. Sit with your family tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for my family. Hallelujah. Thank you for my family. Hallelujah. Thank you for my family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Psalms 119, as you get with your family. Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 119, verse 9. chapter, verse 11. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Psalms 119, verse 9 to verse 11. I need you to take notes on this message. Psalms 119, verse 9 to verse 11. And I want to thank God for the first lady of this house. Amen. Thank God for Sister Smith. Love you. Amen. What a beautiful first lady. Amen. Thank you for ministering to him so he can continue to minister to us. God bless you, Sister Smith. Amen. Psalms 119, verse 9 to verse 11. How can a young man cleanse his way? Here's the answer. By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. I want to talk about the importance of family devotion. The importance of family devotion. 2014, the importance of family devotion. Miami Heat beat my beloved Spurs. Don't clap. They got us. So, Smith, we should have had that game. We should have had the championship. We were ahead. But Miami came back from behind. And they beat us. And when I think about it, I'm not surprised they came back from behind and whooped us, because the last three games they had home court advantage. We are expected to win at home. Home ought to be where you have the most encouragement. Home is where you ought to have the most support. Home is where you ought to have the most cheerleaders. Home is where you ought to get the most love. I knew we was in trouble when we went back to Miami. And the tragedy today is, spiritually, a lot of us are losing at home. When I think about that Trayvon Martin tragedy, it saddens my heart. But when I think about it, before there was a loss of life, there was first a loss in the home. His mother and father divorced. Matter of fact, the day he was killed, he was headed to his daddy's fiance's house. And I can't help but wonder, in the course of traveling that the Martins are doing, that Trayvon Martin's biological parents are doing, in the course of traveling around the United States, I can't help but wonder, did they ever sit down and in private discuss, do you think if we would have stayed together, do you think we would still have our son? Do you think if we would have worked it out? Do you think if we would have put God first, do you think Trey would still be with us? So I needed to talk about the importance of family devotion. And when I talk about family devotion, write this down. I'm talking about in 2014, praying together as a family. That's what I'm talking about. In 2014, praying together as a family. All of us in this room know a family that prays together, stays together. Well, if we know this, why aren't we doing this? We all know much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. And one reason why we have powerless homes is because we have prayerless homes. As a matter of fact,
Can y'all just cut off all the lights in here real fast? Just cut off all the lights in here real fast. Do that for me. Cut off all the lights in here real fast. Yeah, cut off all the lights. Yeah. Now see, just because the lights is off, that don't mean the power ain't here. Just because the lights is off, that don't mean the power's not here. You got to activate that power. And I'm trying to tell you, just because things is off in your marriage, that don't mean the power ain't there. Just because things is off in your family, that don't mean the power's not there. Just because things is off in your finances, that doesn't mean the power's not there. You got to activate that power through prayer. But this is how many of us choose to operate, just like this, without the power. This is how many of us went through 2013 without using the power. And you wonder why you always tripping. You wonder why we hurting each other. Because we're trying to get somewhere without the power. Prayer activates the power. Cut the lights back on. Prayer activates the power. Tell your neighbor in 2014. Use that power. Listen to me. Listen to me. Hear me. If we don't pray, we will become prey. Y'all catch that? If we don't pray, we will become prey. If we don't pray, we will become prey. Because the devil still goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. If we don't pray, we will become prey. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. If we don't pray, we will become prey. Listen to me. When you understand there's a hit out on your husband, somebody's out to kill your husband, not only kill him, destroy him. When you understand there's a hit out on your wife, that somebody's out to kill your wife, that ought to motivate you to pray with your wife. When you understand somebody's out to kill your husband, that ought to motivate you to pray with your husband. When you understand there's an enemy out there that's out to kill your son, that ought to make you pray with your son so your son don't become prey to the enemy. When you understand there's an enemy out there out to kill your daughter, that ought to make you pray with your daughter so your daughter don't become prey. What did Jesus tell Peter? Satan has asked for you. He desires to have you, to sift you like wheat. But this is what I've done for you, Peter. I've prayed for you so that your faith won't fail. And after you've been converted, strengthen your brother. What Jesus did for Peter, that's what you ought to be doing for your sons and your daughter, your husband and your wife. When you know the devil desires to have them, that ought to cause you to pray with them. So we need to talk about the importance of family devotion. Number one, write this down. Family devotion provides communication with God. Family devotion provides communication with God. It's a time of the day when our family comes together to talk things over with the Lord. This family needs a time of the day we come together and talk things over with the Lord. In 2014, every day, your family needs a time when y'all come together to talk things over with the Lord. The hymn writer said, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about our trouble. Why that word now is in there? Because we done heard from everybody else. Now, let us. We done heard from the doctors. We done heard from the lawyer. Now, Let us have a little talk. If you're going to talk to somebody that can do something about the situation. Talk to somebody that can make it better. Talk to somebody that can turn it around. That's one of the reasons why some of y'all ain't praising God tonight. You've been talking to the wrong person all day. That's why they're trying to ban folk talking on cell phones while driving. Because 85% of car accidents are caused by these cell phones. But what they've really discovered is talking to people causes accidents. Talking to people can kill you. But how many of you know talking to God can help you get where you're trying to go? Talking to God can help you reach a goal. Talking to God can help you reach a dream. Ask your neighbor who you've been talking to. One of my favorite presidents of the United States of America, President Jimmy Carter. I'm going to tell you why. Because President Jimmy Carter seemed to be in touch with the American people. Whenever President Jimmy Carter would travel around the United States of America, he wouldn't stay in no hotel. When he would travel around the United States of America, he wouldn't stay in no hotel. He wouldn't stay at the embassy. He wouldn't stay at the Spring Hill. You know where he would stay? He would stay with a middle-class American family. He would actually stay with that family. That was his way of staying in touch with the American people. He would actually stay with them while he was in that city. Can y'all imagine the home that was selected to host the president of the United States of America? Can y'all imagine the joy that was in that house? We got the president of the United States of America. He's in our house. We got one of the most powerful men in the world. He's in our bedroom. He's using our facility. That commode ain't gonna be the same. I'm selling that commode on eBay. He in our kitchen. Can y'all imagine the joy that was in that house? And y'all know what? That family, I know that family had a time of the day when they all got together with the president of the United States of America. They even brought the little babies in there. Can you take president? Can you take president? That the president, yeah, they want the babies to be touched by. They had a time of the day, they all got together with the president. Baby, what's your point? I'm trying to tell us, we got somebody in our house who has all power, heaven and earth in his hand. And he's in our house. We got somebody who was born in poverty. Wise men brought riches to the lowliness of his cradle. Somebody who was born a helpless baby, but yet spoke spinning worlds into existence and sustains the mighty pillars of the universe by his own word. He's in my house. We got somebody who, as an infant, frightened the king. As a boy, confused the scholars. As a man, made the angry storm be still, quieted the waters, hushed the sea until it lay down upon the bosom of his gentle command. He's in my house. We got somebody who healed all manner of diseases and didn't even charge a penny for his service. He's in my house. We got somebody Herod couldn't kill, Satan couldn't seduce, sin couldn't stand, sinners couldn't resist, death couldn't destroy, and the grave couldn't hold. He's in my house. We got Adam's redeemer, Abel's vindicator, Noah's ark, Abraham's sacrifice, Moses' bush on fire, Joshua's battle axe, Gideon's fleece, Samson's power, David's music, Solomon's wisdom, Jeremiah's balm in Gilead, Ezekiel's wheel in the middle of a wheel. He's in my house. We got Matthew's king, Mark's suffering servant, Luke's great physician, John's word made flesh. He's in my house. We got a healer in the house. We got a deliverer in the house. We got a burden bearer in our house. We got a heavy load sharing in our house. We got a way out of no way in our house, but ain't nobody talking to him.